Cape Talk, the US Report with Adrian Brune.
The US Report with Adrian Brune coming to you all the way from the United States in Manhattan in New York. A very good morning to you, Adrian. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well, Ant. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. But it is a Monday morning, and over the weekend, some interesting developments
in
our country. But also, I see it's also the same in your country. What's the latest with Flynn?
Right. So the first senior former White House official to cut a cooperation deal in the special counsel's inquiry into election interference, Michael Flynn, who is President Donald Trump's former national security advisor, pleaded guilty on Friday to lying to the FBI about conversations with the Russian ambassador last December. Flynn's discussions with Sergey Kislyak were part of a coordinated effort by Trump's aides to create foreign policy before they were in power. That's what documents released as part of Flynn's plea agreement show. He was in effect undermining the existing policy of then President Barack Obama. Flynn also ignored a warning from a senior Obama official to stop meddling in foreign affairs before the inauguration. So in at least one instance, it is now known that a senior member of the presidential transition team, which was directed by U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, ordered Flynn to also discuss a United Nations resolution before the inauguration. So Trump's lawyers believe that unnamed aide was Trump's son-in-law and close advisor, Jared Kushner. So on Saturday, Trump made his first public comment about Flynn, saying over Twitter that he had to fire General Flynn because he lied to the vice president and the FBI. Trump tweeted, quote, "He has pled guilty to those lies. It is a shame because his actions during the transition were lawful. There was nothing to hide!" Exclamation point, unquote. Trump spent the rest of the weekend firing off tweets that took aim at the Department of Justice and the FBI. And these tweets are raising some serious questions about his ability to run, his ability to serve as president. So I have a quote, or I have a clip for you of Trump on the situation going down in D.C.
"Well, it was a fantastic evening last night. We passed the largest tax cuts in the history of our country and many other things along with it. Tremendous tax reform, but it was the biggest package in terms of tax cuts ever passed in our country. Now we go on to conference and something beautiful is going to come out of that picture.
This clip is really overshadowed. I think it's the airplane noise, but nonetheless, I think thank you so much for your explanation. And then also on Trump, there's this whole talk of the tax overhaul. What's the latest?
Right. So, I mean, at the end of that that clip, he says over and over, no collusion, no collusion, no collusion. So, and that was about it. Mostly he's talking about his tax overhaul plan. So after a string of Republican legislative disappointments, all but one Republican senator voted to pass a sweeping tax overhaul on Friday after wrestling over last-minute changes to the 500-page bill that satisfied some holdouts. The result permanently cuts corporate taxes from 35% to 20% and provides temporary cuts, so it says, for about 70% of middle-class families. Proponents of the tax overhaul call the bill an economic stimulus, saying that if these businesses don't have to pay money to the federal government, they're going to put it back into their businesses, into the economy, into the workers, while opponents say that it is a boon for the rich by eliminating two of the biggest taxes on them, which is the alternative minimum tax and the estate tax. So alternative minimum tax taxes people regardless who make over $1 million. So a growing economy is going to be necessary to offset the trillion-dollar deficit that the tax bill is expected to cause, according to a nonpartisan estimate. Now both chambers of Congress, the House and the Senate, must reconcile their different bills, vote again, and then pass a spending bill, a budget bill, so that the federal government will not shut down. All of this before Friday. We'll see if it happens.
We'll have to wait and see for that one. But, I mean, talking, unfortunately, it also, everything seems to be linked to President Donald Trump. The undocumented Mexican immigrant that was often quoted by President Donald Trump, he's been acquitted of murder.
Yes, Jose Inez Garcia Zarate was acquitted of murder last week in the death of Kate Steinle, which was an unexpected verdict in the case often invoked by Trump on the campaign trail. Steinle was killed by a ricocheting bullet fired by Garcia Zarate, who was a homeless man with felony convictions and 5 prior deportations. Kate's law that would stiffen penalties for immigrants caught illegally reentering the country has stalled in the Senate. In a twist, however, federal authorities have issued a new arrest warrant for Garcia Zarate, who was found guilty of being a felon in possession of a firearm and violating his supervised release on a federal sentence for illegally reentering the U.S. by possessing the gun that killed Steinle. Now, Trump called the acquittal a complete travesty of justice, and U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions demanded that cities like San Francisco, which are called sanctuary cities, scrap immigration policies that bar cooperation with federal deportation efforts.
And Adrian, just finishing off, I don't know why. Why is it that when, you know, someone falls, it's so wonderful to see them rise again? Actually, I know the answer to that, but, I mean, Tiger Woods. Oh, I don't...
You tell me, Abs. He's coming back. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that, you know what, I cannot bring myself to watch golf. I play it from time to time, but I can't just sit there watching it. But you know, I was sitting there and then someone tweeted, I don't know, I think it was in the US, that Tiger is looking very good. And I remember just trying to find a remote and just wazy. And I was not disappointed. Look, he's still not at his best, but I was not disappointed.
No, I mean, he's currently, ranked 1,199th in the world after a 4th back surgery, DUI arrest, and rehab. But he finished the Hero World Challenge in Nassau, Bahamas at 8-under and in a tie for 9th place. He was followed the entire round by his 2 kids and world number 1 tennis player Rafa Nadal. And he's saying he wasn't, quote, quite hitting it as far, but I had the adrenaline going, and overall, I'm very pleased, unquote.
Look, we are.
There you have it.
Yeah, we're all very pleased. I mean, look, you see people falling, and you think that's it, that's the end, and to see them coming back fighting. Let's hope, though, it will be for a very long time. I doubt he'll be staying in this positive route, though.
Yeah, as long as he kind of stays away from Vegas.
32 minutes past 4. Adrian Bruni, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.